I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, lots of booze last night at Citi Field, too, again. And, you know, we'll get into that with Francisco Lindor. Welcome to New York. Welcome to the reality. And welcome to what it means to make $341 million. So you're off to a bad start. It's going to be part of the equation for all athletes around here. Giancarlo Stanton had been hearing it for a couple of years. At least he's starting to come around now. Last year, he had a good playoff run, kind of silenced some of that stuff. But when you make that kind of money, you know, people are going to expect a performance that reflects what you're making. And I'm sorry, it's not just defense. It's going to be offense. But that's the life we all live if we play here. You know, it happened to me, so I know exactly what it's like.
Yeah, when you were making $340 million for the Jets.
I wish I was, but, yeah. You know, it happened to Carmelo.
Sure.
You know, so it happens to everybody. So he'll just have to grow some thick skin, and he'll have to deal with it because he's going to be here for another 11 years. You know,
yeah.
So think about that. You know, so last night's Knicks game. Every game we watch for the Knicks, somebody jumps out at you, and you say to yourself, wow, that's a really good game for that particular player. It is obvious that when Julius Randle is on and he's hitting his three-pointers, they normally win. That's a big part of the equation. And last night, he had a great game. He played well again. You know, he didn't play so well against Phoenix, but he played well, and he came back last night. But there's another player, and we've talked about this player, and I know Thibodeau has talked about this player, and a lot of people have written about this player, but last night, it was a defensive player that showed up, it seemed like, from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And you knew that he was out there because of the way that he was playing defense. He was, like, ferocious on defense, and that's Nerlens Noel.
Guy was unbelievable, man. You talk about blocks and steals and just in guys' faces, and he's all over the place, and he's capitalizing on that end of the floor and providing the energy. I mean, this is someone who was a big name, was a high draft choice. He was someone that didn't really work out everywhere that he was, and he has put it together in this situation where, you know, the Knicks pick him up. You don't know what type of role he's going to play. Mitchell Robinson gets hurt. He steps in. He's great. Robinson comes back, gets hurt again.
Yep.
I mean, Nerlens Noel is, I mean, he's a starter. He's their center. He is someone that they can't live without right
remember,
now.
Remember, he was an insurance policy.
And now he's turned out to be one of the most important players for the Knicks. And last night was just, to me, it was one of his best games just because he set the tone on that end of the floor. And they played just a great basketball game all the way through all four quarters.
And they played defense. And he was, like I said, ferocious. You know, and defense never takes a night off. Defense is all about hustle. It's all about attitude. It's all about, you know, going ball to the wall for four quarters or when you're on the court. And he has done that all year long. You know, this is not something that is shocking to any of us. But I thought last night he was the guy that really kind of stood out. And the other guy that stood out again last night, you know, he's been up and down, but that's going to be a rookie, and that's going to be just his way. And, I mean, there were a couple times quickly threw up the ball from, like, 5 feet from the three-point line. I'm like, man, this kid's got some balls.
Yeah, he's got range, he's got balls. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know.
So he loves to play. I don't even think he knows what he's doing yet. There are times where you could see he knows when to take it to the hole, and – And he's aggressive, which you got to love, which is what you want from your point guard. But I don't know. It was just nice to see that they bounced back. And I love it, the fact that they held another team under 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you see the Bulls and the Knicks, I just think of the 90s and just how physical those games were. And the way that Pat Riley and Jeff Van Gundy had the Knicks playing against those Bulls teams. And I don't know. It's just it's not the same players, of course. But it was a really, really impressive win for the Knicks. So, again, like, you want to watch it. Of course. And really it comes down to one thing and one thing only, and that is effort. And they're putting the effort in. So it's a credit to those players and a credit to Tom Thibodeau that he's got them playing like this. And now they got to go on the road. And they got Houston and Memphis. And then they got the four really hard games, the top four teams, or the Lakers are probably fifth or sixth now in the West. But, you know, if LeBron comes back,
sure,
you know, that's a whole
different story. They're going to lower him from the top of arena, and he's going to come down.
So this six-game road trip, and then they end up with three at home. Give me your best-case scenario, realistically. And I know we're taking it, the game itself, we're taking it one possession, one quarter, one half, one game. That's how we take the game itself. But as we look into our crystal ball a little bit here and we see this road trip.
Yeah.
What would you like to see?
I'd like to see 3-3. And I think that's realistic. I believe that in order to do that, they're really going to have to get these first two. Now, I don't want to put any limitations on this group because they have broken through every set of expectations that anybody has put on them. But I think that if you grab the first two, Rockets, Memphis, and then after that try to steal one of the next four, and then I'm happy. If you come back 500 on the road trip, meaning 3-3, and you don't lose any ground, you're still where you're at, and then you have those last three at home, I am thrilled in that situation, absolutely thrilled. I'm not signing for 2-4 if you're giving me that type of thing.
No, I'm not signing for two and four. I mean, I'd like to see 3. I'd like to see 4-2, actually.
Of course, but I'd be happy with 3-3.
That means they can't have a letdown. I don't think Thibodeau is going to let them down. And their personality on the court itself doesn't lend itself to have a letdown. I mean, they played the Suns tough. I mean, let's face it. Chris Paul had three ridiculous shots at the end of that game that separated those two teams. And and so the point being is that they very rarely have a letdown. And you know, it was also nice to see, even though it wasn't a lot of time, but when you watch Obi Toppin.
Looked like he was figuring out a little bit last night.
A little more than normal. I bet you that Thibodeau probably says to him, look, man, just run.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Run and jump and don't think.
Just let it go and try not to think. Because I see a player that has incredible leaping ability. He's got incredibly long arms. And, you know, those are two things that, you know, if you have that on the basketball court, you should be a dominating player. And that's probably why he was player of the year in the NCAA at Dayton. But
because he was comfortable. He knew the system.
Right. And you know what I think about Nerlens Noel? I think if I put it into hockey parlance, he's like a checking center. Like, he's the guy that's out there that's busting his ass on the other end of the ice, the other end of the court, and he's trying to help his teammates be better by protecting the rim. So he's like your checking center. He's your insurance policy. It was paid off in so many different ways. And, man, I got to tell you, it was great. It's great to see. And, you know, meanwhile, you're watching the Knicks bust their ass, score 113 points, pull away from the Bulls in the fourth quarter, and the Mets can't get a goddamn hit.
Yeah, I mean, it is infuriating. I mean, what else can you say about the Jacob DeGrom starts and the no offense? I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. You know, whether he goes out, I mean, he has one inning questionable. I'm not even going to say bad inning. One non-dominant inning.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. Do you think he wants out of here? Is that
no,
the question?
No. He doesn't want out of here. He's a pro. Ed Arzuman, who we love, Big Zoo. He and I went a little bit back and forth on Twitter about
you and
three
Big
weeks ago.
Zoo were tweeting one another last night.
No, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And you know, Big Zoo was like, "Oh, you know, Jacob DeGrom's going to want out of here. Jacob DeGrom should get out of here. Jacob DeGrom deserves better." Something along those lines. Hey, Zoo, he's not going to say anything. He's a professional. If anything, you know, he's basically going to say, "Hey, I should have kept the run off the board." But it would help if you had a real left fielder. I'm not saying that.
Listen. It's all about the offense, though, man. Come on.
But I understand it is 99% of it is the offense. But last night we saw a first baseman in left field.
Yeah, we see that a lot.
But if it comes down to an error or it comes down to a misplay, I mean, that's it. That is the highlight of it. So you would like to think that the offense could pick up both Dom Smith and help out Jacob DeGrom. But this offense stinks right now.
Yeah.
And they cannot. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's And I, you know, Keith does a good job last night. And he was showing Francisco Lindor and how he's like lunging for pitches and
he
how
called his ass something weird.
Fanny.
No, he said Fanny, but he also called it like a ho-hunkus.
Oh, hunkus or something.
Yeah, he called it a ho-hunkus.
Right.
He's like, his ho-hunkus is flying out. And then Gary said, his what? Like Gary was sort of like, all right, enough, Keith. Make
right,
a little more
Keith
sense.
Keith had a bunch of good ones last night.
Yeah, he always does. But no, this was another one of those. DeGrom gives up the run. We shouldn't even be focusing on that. But you know, he's got Christian Vasquez up there who hasn't had a hit in God knows. He was 0 for his last 14. It's an 0-2 count. He gives him a 100-mile-an-hour fastball up and out of the zone, and somehow he rockets it into the gap the other way. And that was the entire game. That was your run. There was your RBI. And it's just one guy after another in the Mets lineup, just weak, no contact, striking out. There's just no intimidation factor. And that's exactly the opposite of what we were expecting from this lineup. We may get it at some point, but I mean, right now, they are, it's impossible to watch.
Do you realize that the Mets have struck out 28 times in two games against the Red Sox? 28 times.
Red Sox scored 3 runs and won both games.
28 freaking strikeouts.
Pathetic. Just pathetic. I mean,
I know the Islanders and the Rangers are playing tonight. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the Islanders' lack of scoring because every time I do, then it comes back and haunts
me. 7-0, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So I'm not going to say anything about that. But do you think that the Mets actually take batting practice?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's one of these things where you have to appease the fan base by firing Chili Davis or something. I mean,
I
don't know.
I'm not going to get all of it.
But
Chili's.
I mean, what in the hell? I mean, it can't be this bad.
Did they hit off the? Did they hit off the tee or
the tee?
What are they doing?
I don't know. I know that Pete Alonso was out there. They were saying he was doing like his check swings. He does this thing where he gets, you know, in batting practice, he does his check.
Hey, you
swing
know what?
Thing.
How about this? How about we LFGM? Let's go.
Yeah, let's.
I mean,
bleep
what are we doing, Met. Players? Let's go LFGM.
I mean, Jacob DeGrom. I don't know. He is a pro.
Man.
He's a pro. I get it. He's the best. But I would just be so frustrated.
Don't stop saying that.
What?
I know you get it.
Oh,
we
sorry.
All get it.
All right. But if you're going to do this, then I'm going to call out every one of your crutch things. And you probably don't want that.
I don't care.
Okay. All right.
Maybe you make me better.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
I would like to think that your partner makes you better.
No, I understand.
Like we were talking about past partners who would just like kill you.
Yeah.
But you need to work together and try to make each other better.
Okay.
You know, that's the way I look at it.
No, I know.
I get it.
Okay. See, that bothers you. But there's many crutch words on the other end.
I know there is.
All right, so you want me to call them out every time on the air?
If you want to, and
I don't want
to,
but I don't want you to do this every time either.
No, but remember we were talking about it yesterday?
Yeah, I know.
That's the only reason I said that.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh.
All right. No, so anyway, nobody cares. So, but DeGrom, he's got to be frustrated. He's got to be annoyed. He's going to get a new contract. He's got that opt-out thing after 2022. They're going to pay him. He'll probably stay here. But I do think every time that this happens, he has to be thinking, this is my career. I'm one of the best pitchers that anybody's ever seen. And my career is wasted. And the fact that he's pitched, what, 5 games this year? And they've won 2 of them, and they've lost 3 of them.
And yeah, and he's got a 0.55 ERA.
His ERA goes up last night from 0.3 to 0.5 because he gives up 1 run.
Yeah. He is a pro's pro, man. He ain't going anywhere. I know we all want to put words in his mouth. We all want to kind of speculate.
Because we're frustrated for him.
I know that. We all want to kind of speculate what we think he's thinking, what he's going to say. And he's not going to do any of it. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to wake up today. He's going to go about his business. He's going to be a pro. Somebody will ask him, are you frustrated? You go, yeah, I'm frustrated that I gave up a run yesterday. That's what he's going to say. He's not going to say anything about his teammates. He's going to pull for his teammates. And he knows that somewhere along the line, he's going to have a 5 or 6 game run blow up somewhere along the line. And hopefully they win that game 8-6 and his teammates pick him up.
Yeah.
That's
baseball.
But that's his mindset. I mean, out of all the guys, I would say, I'm trying to think, of all the teams right now that are playing, okay, and you think of the professional way that they are carrying themselves for their respective teams, he's got to be one of the top 3 guys in all of professional sports in New York right now.
Easy.
I would say Julius Randle would be in there.
You know, Julius Randle's had a couple issues, though, this year. Remember, he was about to fight a couple refs. Now, I liked
that's
it.
That's okay.
I liked it.
Who cares?
I know. And I liked it, and it was the edge and something that the Knicks needed and that passion. But you don't see Jacob DeGrom trying to fight umpires. Julius Randle for sure. I mean, he's up there.
I'm talking about guys who are playing their respective sport,
Gerrit Cole,
and their pitch and their position,
yeah,
and the way that they carry themselves and the things that they say once the game is over, win, lose, or whatever. I mean, you think about it, this guy is right there,
of course,
and he doesn't say a word and just goes about his business. So all this speculation about what we think he should be feeling or what he should be saying,
Boomer, you know that.
No, he has
to at least have some sort of, I can't believe this is happening again. You have to. I'm sorry. It's human nature.
I would like to tell you that in that sport, you have to compartmentalize. You have to worry about what you do. That's all you can do is just worry about how you do your job, and then hopefully everybody else will do their job. You know, that's the old Bill Belichick. Do your job.
Same thing
around here. It's like, you got to do your job.
Do your job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
One of two shows that we are doing today. We'll be on after the draft. After the Nets during the draft. Not after the draft. That would be very late for us, even though this show we're doing is a little bit later after the Net game. I don't know, 9:30, 10, something like that.
You want to, like, break down the Islander-Ranger game, too, or no?
Wouldn't that be a kicker if we just got on the air and then at that point that's all we did and talk no draft, just a half hour, hour of hockey? What do you think?
Do you think Cherny would appreciate that?
No. I don't think he would.
Do an Islander-Ranger podcast.
that would probably not go over that well.
It's Boomer and Geo with NFL draft coverage round one on The Fan. Brought to you by Ray Katina Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
Yeah, that's right. So
is that for tonight? Is that for tonight? That is?
That's for tonight. Here we are.
I don't even know if my Comrex box works.
Me neither. This is the first time that I'm using it in my new house, and I got to figure the whole thing out.
Here we go.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
So let me ask you this. When we start this thing tonight, right? When we start this thing tonight, like, you're going to start it, right? You're taking it and going, doing your radio thing?
Doing my radio thing?
Yeah, like you do the radio thing.
Yeah, I'll do the radio thing. How would you like me to start it? Like a TV thing?
No, like the radio thing like you normally do.
Yeah, I will start the show, yes.
I don't know how we're starting and what time we're starting. Do we know what time we're starting?
After the Nets game.
Is it after the post game or after the Nets game itself?
After the post game.
Nice 45-minute post game.
Yeah.
They have a 45-minute post game?
I have no idea. It's probably 30 minutes, though, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know how long the post game is, but we're on after the post game. Now, Pete Hoffman out there is producing this thing tonight.
So he's out there right now.
Well, not yet. He will be, but he's just usually out there for most of the show.
So for people who don't understand, you know, when you're not working here, you have what we call a Comrex box. And the Comrex box, via the internet, then connects with the board ops box here, right?
Board op box.
Board op box.
What do you call it here?
The board.
The board. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, the board op box.
Technical terms for these things. Yeah. The board. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have to make sure that we're all hooked in at a certain number.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Numbers 60. They're usually in the 60s, these numbers.
Right.
So we got to figure that out. Yeah. So, but
it's a lot to be figuring out tonight. I'm going to be knee deep in a couple of drinks, and I'm going to be watching the Rangers. I'll be watching the draft.
Like the morning after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Could
yeah.
Any NJ diet reads?
Yeah. Are you a fat pig?
That's right.
So yeah. I don't know exactly, because Hoffman was saying we're on until 10:30 no matter what.
We're on until 10, but there's a chance if what if the next game goes into overtime.
Well, then
we might
do a 15-minute show. See, this is the conundrum here. So if it ends early, we might end up doing an hour when everybody else is doing a half hour. But if it ends late, we might only get 15 minutes or something like that. So I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, another chance for the Nets to screw you.
I don't know what I'm rooting for, though. I got to be honest with you. Am I rooting for more show or less show?
You're rooting for four overtimes.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
Well, yeah. Is there a time where we do not go on because it's too late?
Yeah, when you're getting 5 minutes away from Moose and Maggie.
Yeah. Well, I think that Carton and Roberts are first after us, I think.
I may be in bed.
Is that wrong?
I thought it was in the order how it appears during the day, Al.
I did hear differently yesterday afternoon. It seems that it's you guys into Carton and Roberts into Moose and Mag.
That's what I thought, too. At least that's what Hoffman thinks.
All right, so here's the other thing. So, you know, I do my CBS Sports Minutes in Craig and Evan's studio, and I guess that's Moose and Maggie's studio, too, whenever they decide they want to come back. And did you notice that there's no more red chair in there?
Gone. Yeah, it's in Evan's office now.
Yeah. Did you see the new chairs that they got?
Beautiful. I did not see the
my
new chairs.
My sat in Craig's. Very nice.
Jerry, you're in there right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab it?
Yeah, turn off your green screen so we can see it.
No problem.
I hear them doing commercials for these chairs.
They're doing commercials for the chair?
Evan
That's
does,
how
yeah.
they got new chairs?
Yep, Evan does the live reads.
I got to figure out how to do the green
What's
screen.
What's the name of the chair?
That I'm not...
Stressless?
Right. Yes, stressless.
Stressless by Stickley Furniture?
That's right.
I do live reads for those chairs, too.
Yeah, why are we doing? Why aren't we not getting those chairs?
Good question. I'll follow up.
You know me.
You do something now that you're here.
I could use stress.
Just like, you know, screaming at callers.
That I have been doing.
So are you back in the swing of things
I
now?
I am, for sure.
Good. What is Jerry doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to turn the green screen off. I'm not great with this stuff.
Well, forget about it for now, Jerry. It's not a big deal.
We can do it next segment,
yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah, we can do it next now.
But those chairs are nice.
Yeah. Well,
back chairs look good.
Since we're doing a read still, we should probably get a couple new ones, I would think. Where is Stickley Furniture? Where's the closest one? I'll pick them up on my way home today.
All right, there's the wonderful background.
Okay,
there you go. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, all of a sudden you
look
like
you're... Wow, now look at that schmutz in the wall there.
Right, you look like you're in a high school
look
cafeteria.
Look at that spot on the wall right there.
That's tremendous.
That is disgusting.
God.
Now look at this chair. Look at this chair.
Oh, wow, nice.
Look at that.
Wow.
I'm excited for ours to come.
Yeah, Jerry, sit in that chair. Let me see what it looks like.
Wow, stressless.
Oh, how is it?
Look at that. And you got back problems, and look at how comfortable you are. You just plop that stenosis right in there, and it's no problem.
Why don't you use it? You could use it for the show. He's not paying attention
well,
to
can't,
us.
Well, he can't hear us.
I know
he
that.
He is paying attention, but he can't hear us.
Right.
All right,
oh,
very
what
good.
What a chair.
What a
yes.
chair. Well, we'll get a couple of those.
What an outstanding chair.
Good.
So, but yeah, I mean, but I don't understand why we don't have it. I mean, like Craig and Evan get one book win, and they get new chairs now all of a sudden.
This is outstanding.
All right, good. Well, yeah. I'm sure ours are in the mail.
You think?
You know, it takes a long time to get furniture these days.
So Al, you should get one of these for your car. Your ass problem would go right away.
Oh, you have an ass
Al,
problem
you,
in your car?
I had an ass problem.
I actually fixed it. I bought a cushion for my
butt.
His
ass gel.
Yeah, it's a gel cushion for my butt cheek, and it works.
Where do you put it? Like, do you just sit directly on top of it?
Yeah,
and you put it on one side or the other?
No, it fills the seat.
Okay.
And then I put a lacrosse ball behind my right shoulder. It's quite a scene.
What? Lacrosse ball?
Yeah, I need a lacrosse. That's what you use to, like, you know, loosen your muscles. So I have to put that behind my right shoulder. Otherwise, I get neck pain. But I got it all down pat now.
You really have that much pain just by sitting in the car?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I get that sciatic thing
that's
going
what it
down
is, yeah.
my leg.
Yeah,
and you guys
down
are busting Aaron Judge's balls about being, you know, low leg level
soreness.
You
know what? Bryce Harper got hit in the face by a fastball, and he says he's fine. Aaron Judge should be on the field.
He's got low level soreness or something.
I mean, Aaron Judge is in his 20s making millions playing baseball. Al's 51 and
driving in a beautiful car. He should be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask me about my butthole.
Why would you ask that?
That was one of the Tushy Reed rhetorical questions.
See?
That was a t-shirt they sent me.
Yeah.
I thought that was live. Jeez.
No.
So I have one of those massage guns.
Oh, do you? Those things look like so much fun.
Yeah, they're good. Do you want one of those?
They're called a Theragun. Is that what that is?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different styles. You know, kind of like Al's binoculars.
Right. Sure.
There's a whole bunch of styles.
Yeah, those things look great. You just grab it, you pull the trigger, to all over your muscles.
Sometimes it goes a little bit
too fast,
too hard. Yeah.
Too hard.
Yeah.
You gotta dial it back. Get bruises.
So you like it slow and steady, not hard and fast.
Yeah, he likes a very sensual experience with these massages.
Understood.
Yep. All right, very good. Let's get an update in here because a bunch of stuff did happen last night, Jerry. What's going on?
We are brought to you by Wallhour Paint and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit wallhour.com/100. And I would like to thank my friend Craig for letting me use the chair for this one segment just to show how comfortable and awesome it is. And I'll get up and I'll put it back.
Your friend Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. Because clearly he doesn't mind. So I'm just thanking him for the chair for these 15 minutes, and I'll put it right back where it goes the rest of the way. Is that wrong?
I shouldn't thank him for the whole show.
No. It's not my chair. I'm not going to do that, but I think I'm just going to show off how awesome it is, and then I'll go back to my crappy chair that is falling apart.
You'll leave a little present behind if you'd like.
Not going to do that. Would you like the Knicks, Mets, or Yankees? Because I got it all.
Give us the Knicks.
All right, so we'll give you... I mean, the Knicks are... The Yankees are good, too, but we'll give you the good with the Knicks.
Toppin fakes the three. Now drives, goes inside, one-handed, one goal! And tips in the follow with a slam. Obi Toppin with a terrific hustle play.
Look at that. Obi Toppin turning the corner. Knicks win again, beat the ball. Well, I'm just going
baby
off
steps.
What you said.
I know, baby
just
steps.
Run, baby, is what
just
you said.
Just run, baby. Let it go.
Yes. Knicks have won 11 of 12, beat the Bulls 113-94 as they move 7 games over 500. Julius Randle had 34. R.J. Barrett, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. All good. This very much like the Suns game in a way. With how it started, the Knicks shot lights out to get going. Chicago came back, and then the Knicks pulled away. Here was Coach Tom Thibodeau.
I liked the way the game started. I thought our starters really got us off to a good start. And I didn't like the way the bench played in the first half, but I thought in the second half they were terrific.
The Bulls don't have Chris Paul and Devin Booker.
The Bulls are not good, right?
Yeah.
Here was Emmanuel quickly.
Well, Zach LaVine didn't play last night either.
Part of it, too. Right. Vukovic can't do it all himself, that's for sure. Here was quickly on MSG, right mindset with this club.
We try to take every game, one game at a time. We understand what we're trying to do here and create a culture. You know?
And create a culture and win, and they're doing both. Yes.
What?
I'd say they're creating a culture. How about your boy Nerlens Noel? 8 points, 8 rebounds, 5, count them, 5 block shots. And yes, now the 6-game road trip begins at crappy Houston, but as Tibbs says, as Boomer says, it's one possession, it's one quarter. It's one half. It is one game at a time.
You don't want to look ahead. You don't want to look behind. You just want to. The only thing we're thinking about is Houston.
There you go.
So you take it step by step.
Step by step. I mean, one thing I thought that Breen was discussing last night during the game, which was pretty cool, is how even in the midst of the 9-game winning streak, he at practice, meaning Tibbs, was telling the team, you're not playing well defensively. Which is tremendous. Like, you're winning. Okay, we can get better.
Well, they're all saying that after games, too.
No, I know,
you would think
you're winning 9 in a row, everything's clicking, and he's sitting there saying, you know what, it's good, but it's not what it can be.
You know, but the players are saying the same thing, which is really the key here.
Which comes from the coach, which is brilliant.
Yep.
Absolutely. So they're alone in fourth place now because Atlanta lost to Philly last night. 127-83. The Sixers within a game of the Nets now for the top spot in the East. Nets play at Indiana tonight. Now, last night in the Met game, there was an umpire delay, We'll see if there's a referee delay tonight in the net game that gets you guys on a little later than you'd like. We'll see. But that game will be on the Fan.
That was tough, man. You know, both Francisco Lindor and
Christian Vasquez.
Yes,
yeah, they
holding
did a good
him
job.
Up.
They did a good job.
Vasquez caught him right away. I don't even know how he reacted. He might have fallen over. Lane.
They must have heard something.
Yeah.
Obviously, they could hear the ball hit the mast, but he must have made a noise or something that they heard.
Yeah, they both ran back.
Al, what would that noise have sound like if he got hit in the face? And Christian Vasquez reacted promptly. As for that game, getting away from the NBA, I'll get to the NBA next hour. Red Sox did shut out the Mets 1-0. One lousy run in this game, and Boston got it.
No balls, two strikes. Pitch. Swinging a line drive, right center field. This one headed for the gap. It falls in and bounces to the wall. Bogart scores. Christian Vasquez gets to second. He'll stop there standing up after an RBI double. And the Red Sox take a 1-0 lead.
And that would hold up because the Mets are putrid offensively. Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. How about this group? Nimmo, Conforto, Smith, Lindor. 0-14 with 10 strikeouts. Just disgusting. Nick Pivetta and three relievers combined on a two-hitter, 15 Ks on the day. And Jacob DeGrom just does what he does.
They should just put Jacob DeGrom in the three-hole.
At least
he gets up there and he hacks away at it.
It's interesting you say that because he comes up in the fifth inning, I think it was, with one out and a runner at first. And Gary's saying to the guys, you know, do you have him bunt? And I felt like they were thinking, are you nuts?
Right, exactly.
Do you need him to hit? Because no one else is.
How about Dom Smith's six-inch roller?
Oh, yeah, little tapper. Oh,
yeah.
God. And then that's when you saw DeGrom get up and you knew that was the end when they went to break.
Do you think, Jerry, you're a baseball coach and you're really into baseball. Do you think that Dom Smith should have had that ball in left field?
Would have been helpful.
I think
an average outfielder probably doesn't make the play and the next level outfielder does. And he's not that.
No, he's a first baseman.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I understand your point, but no, I'm probably not.
What do you think when you watch this? It's just a guy waving his glove.
Yeah, it's not.
He put a charge into that ball, though. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go off the wall.
I think a great outfielder might make that play. He is not making that play and didn't.
The problem with guys that are normal first basemen and they're in the outfield, they have to get used to the ball coming off the bat. Now, I know he played out there last year and they've been trying to get him used to all that, but those guys usually get a late jump off the ball if they're normally infielders.
Yeah, and you could tolerate it if he's hitting, but he's not. I mean, and last night he made the last out, too, when he had an opportunity.
How about that? They struck it the last inning against the immortal Matt Barnes. The Mets went down 1-2-3, three strikeouts, a grand total of 12 pitches.
How many?
Are you serious?
How many strikeouts were pitches out of the strike zone?
That I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Conforto swung at a pitch in the dirt. Alonzo swung at a pitch in the dirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
JD Davis
swung at a pitch in the dirt. It's like, what are we doing here, boys?
They're awful. Here's Luis Rojas.
The approach was just off. I mean, late on fastballs, chasing breaking balls, taking pitches in the zone. It was just off.
Yes, awful is what he should have continued to say. As for DeGrom, you really feel for him. He has given up in five starts, two earned runs, and he's got two losses. One run over six innings, three hits, nine strikeouts. He ties Nolan Ryan for the most in Major League history over five outings with 59 strikeouts. It's just unfortunate. So,
I mean, he's got two losses, and the team, though, when he pitches, has three. So he's pitched five games, and they've lost three of those five.
And keep in mind, never pitching against the opposing ace because of the way the schedule is shaken out.
33 starts where he has pitched six or more innings, given up one run, and has not come away with the win.
Right.
33 starts.
ERA, my man. ERA, that's it. So the Mets now 9-10. They get a day to think about this. That sounds awesome. And they'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow. I'll do the Phillies now before the Yankees, just because we mentioned them. And so I want to play this, because coming out of the fifth inning break in St. Louis, Bryce Harper was leading off, and NBC Sports Philly had a nice piece on Harper into his at-bat.
Harper is lifting his team up when they need him most.
which is why he's the Philly of the week.
And so Genesis Cabrera decided to knock him down. This was the first pitch of the sixth inning after that.
Finished that rookie year with a 270. Oh, man. It hit him right in the face. It deflected into his face.
No, it didn't. Tom McCarthy, NBC Sports Network, it did not deflect. The replays would show the ball went right through his arm and the bill of his helmet
hit him square in the nose and the cheek.
Yes. And amazingly enough, he's on Instagram a couple of hours later.
What up, everybody? Bryce Harper here. Everything feels good. Everything came back good. CT, all that kind of stuff. So.
That's amazing that he is fine.
Yeah, 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the face.
They did beat the Cardinals 5-3. Cabrera hit another. That was his first pitch of the night, by the way, for Cabrera, was that ball in the face of Harper. And he hit another batter, too. And I'll get you Joe Girardi next hour.
Well, he went nuts.
Ticked. He was upset. You had a couple of managers last night. You had Girardi furious, understandably so. And I'll get to it maybe next hour or the hour after that. Have you seen the interference play in the Marlin Brewers game?
I have not seen it yet, Jerry.
You have to see this play.
Okay.
Because I'll just leave it there.
Gonna watch it.
Watch it. I'll get you the audio for next hour. Craig Counsell loses his mind, as does one of his coaches, Marty Foster, with one of the worst calls you will ever see on a big, really a little league diamond, I think. That having been said, let's just get to the Yankees real quick.
Pitch is hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 3-run home run for Gio Urshela. Gio Urshela. The most happy fella.
No, he really put a charge into that one. Oh, yes. The 3-run homer for Urshela, and the Yankees blister the Orioles 7-0 as they get to within 2 games of .500, now 11-13. Mike Ford also homered, as did Clint Frazier, and Domingo Germán was awesome.
There you go. That's the story of the game right there. So Kluber and Germán back-to-back.
And a belly-to-belly, yes. Very good starts.
So they're playing the Orioles.
Agreed, but the Orioles beat them in the first game, so...
True.
Now we'll see if they can win the series today.
It's like when the Rangers swept the Devils. I mean, let's be real here.
Teams aren't good right now. Jordan Montgomery, Jorge Lopez today on The Fan with coverage at 12:25. Also from baseball, Justin Turner homered. Dodgers beat the Reds 8-0. And Steven Matz suffered his first loss. Nationals beat the Blue Jays 8-2.
He got slapped around pretty good last
night.
Yeah,
he only lasted into the fourth inning.
Mets put that up there yesterday during their broadcast. Like, they put up all the superlatives.
Well, they went around the league.
Yeah, I understand.
But in fairness, Boomer,
Steven Matz's crappy outing.
But in fairness, they've put him up there as well when he's pitched well.
Yeah, and all the other guys. Jed Lowry doing this and whatever else.
That is true. So. NFL draft first round tonight in Cleveland. Jaguars, Jets, Niners selecting 1, 2, 3. Giants, 11th overall. Jets also picked 23rd. Teddy Bridgewater traded to the Broncos. Rangers, Islanders tonight. And the Devils take on the Flyers.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Boomer's going to tell you everything that he learned about Zach Wilson because he was out there knocking on doors yesterday. Boomer was actually, he left the state yesterday and he was knocking on doors in Utah and he was learning everything he possibly could and then hopped back on a plane and he flew here and he's got oodles of information on Zach Wilson, who we know is going to be the Jets' number one pick out of the two they have in the first round, the number two pick overall. So that's a foregone conclusion. We'll see what happens in front of the Giants. And the reason why I think that it's so hard this year to talk about what the Giants are going to do is just that we really have no clue what's going to happen in front of them and who may be available. It'll be clear to us when they're on the clock, but this is not one of those situations where we're like, oh, this guy should be there and the Giants have to take him. Well, there's many routes that they could go.
True, and the reason that many people are saying that the Giants should trade out of that 11th pick is because they only have 6 picks in this draft. And really what they need is they need an edge rusher or they need a Micah Parsons, I believe. But they may be sitting there at 11, and Devonta Smith may be sitting there. And it's going to be really hard to turn down a great wide receiver like that, even though they signed Kenny Golladay, and they probably feel like they have enough offensive firepower right now, and they need offensive linemen, and they need front 7 people for defense. They'll also have their pick most likely at the second-best cornerback, although they just spent money in the offseason – trying to bolster up that secondary. They may have one of the best secondaries in the NFL next year, given what they've done here and who they've signed as free agents. So it's going to be – that, to me, is going to be the most fascinating. Now, I don't know if we'll be on the radio tonight with that pick having been taken by then. That's going to be the – it should. I think it's going to be very close.
Okay, so let's say we get on at 9 – no, I think it'll be have been taken.
You think so?
I do believe it.
Or
it
traded.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be – so to me – With only six draft picks, that's a major disadvantage. And teams in your division have a bunch of draft picks. You know, the Eagles and the Cowboys especially, I think they both have over 9, maybe 10 or 11 draft picks. So that is a big disadvantage. So if you can, at that time, let's say there's a team out there that really wants Devonta Smith. And, you know.
You think you're going to drop that far? I mean, I'd be shocked. I really would.
You know, people love Ja'Marr Chase. People love Jalen Waddle, and thank you. There are three wide receivers right there at the top, and because of the run on quarterbacks, one of those guys is going to be there. Now Ja'Marr Chase is probably not going to be there, but either Waddle or Smith is most likely going to be there.
I mean, this guy,
You know, the Cowboys need defense. The Cowboys need cornerbacks. The Eagles need cornerbacks. You know,
Heisman.
I know.
He's the best wide receiver really care player
how big
in
he is.
Football.
I don't really care how big he is. You know, I play with James Brooks.
That's out the window these days, isn't it?
What?
Like the size of the wide receiver.
But I'm saying I play with James Brooks, who carried, you know, over 350 times and caught 60 balls. And he was very slight. You know, he was like Lionel James. Remember Lionel James from Auburn? He was just like him, kind of very similar players. And JB was one of the toughest guys that I've ever played with. But he didn't weigh more than maybe $175, and he was a running back. This is a wide receiver. Everybody's talking about, oh, he's slight, he's this and that. Man, do you see how long his arms are?
Yeah.
He can make any catch. He can make a run after the catch. He's the number one receiver.
Yeah, I just – of course he is. I mean, for crying out loud.
You know, they're talking about, you know, Jalen Waddle. People are comparing him to, because, you know, you like have comparisons just so you understand – you know, what people are saying about a certain player.
Yeah, comparing him
Tyreek
to Jerry
Hill.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Tyreek Hill, Julian Edelman. All those guys rolled into one.
Right. So you have Trevor Lawrence. That's Justin Herbert. You have, and again, it's just a comparison. It's not saying that he's going to be as good as.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of physical prowess he has.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
Ugh.
Right, to me, Trey Lance in this draft is Josh Allen.
Really?
Because he's only played 17 games.
I know Josh Allen ran a lot in college.
This kid runs a lot. And he's an incredible
athlete.
He's
not quite as big, though, as Josh Allen.
No, he's not quite as big, but he's faster. He's got a great arm. But in other words, a wild card pick. If he goes to the right place and it's stable, you know, he could really have a major impact, maybe not this year, but next year.
I mean, it's just insane, these comparisons. I mean, why Aaron Rodgers? Because Ronnie throwing on the run.
The way he throws.
The way he throws.
And by the way, I didn't go to Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
but I did talk to people who live in Salt Lake City and who know
the
Wilson family and know
out.
Zach and everybody. Yeah. Oh, you never know. You presented it like it was true.
Well, but who do you think the people actually thought that you flew to Salt Lake City back before
could
the
see
show?
That.
To knock on doors to ask
and
about Zach Wilson?
I was trying to figure out, you know, who Zach Wilson is because I don't know the kid.
Yeah.
I could see everything on film, but again, this is the one thing. I don't know the kid, so I wanted to talk to some people who did know the kid.
I mean,
knew the kid intimately and knew all about his high school prowess and what he did at BYU.
I mean, even if you flew out there and came back, you're allowed to now.
That's fine. That's true. You're right.
It doesn't matter. You're not breaking any rules.
Yeah, I know.
But I know you didn't. I know you had to clarify that. But no, I'm excited to hear about all this stuff because you wouldn't even tell me. I mean, it's one of those things where you were like, oh, I'm saving this for the air.
So it turns out that one of my ex-teammates was an assistant coach on his high school football team when he was a freshman, sophomore, and junior.
Okay.
And then took a job at a rival high school and became the defense coordinator at that rival high school. And even though he knew all the secrets, knew all the offense, knew everything that, you know, they were doing, he couldn't stop them.
Okay. All right. We'll learn more coming up. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All about Zach Wilson, Jets fans, as Boomer did a deep dive, did a background check, sniffed around to find out what type of dude you're getting at number two overall in the draft.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.